You're listening to SBS News.
Scissors are snipping, beers are chilling, and cash registers ringing again.
I said, great, October 11, 11 or 12 at 1 a.m. And my client said, if you do, I'll be the first one to book in. So I said, all right, I'll meet you here. And then we just started talking. Then the next thing I knew, it's booked up till 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
A minute past midnight, Paddington hairdresser Alan Bookie welcomed back his first customers in 106 days.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome. Go through and come this way and have a seat over here.
Thank you to all the vaccinated people.
There were no fireworks, but there was an atmosphere of elation and excitement as businesses reopened to mark the end of Sydney's lockdown. Greater Sydney residents queued outside hairdressers, gyms, local RSL clubs, clothing stores, shoe stores, and places of worship. Imam Ul-Haq Khorsa is national president of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community in Sydney. He is happy to welcome people into a mosque once again.
After 4 months lockdown, mosque is open now. And we really appreciate the efforts which the government has done, taking care of the vaccination. Now we are 73%+. Hopefully, you know, it will be 90%+ and then the whole area will be open. So we are very thankful that people, members of our community and others, they were going for vaccination and they did it very frequently, and now we are very much safe now.
Even the state's Premier, Dominic Perrottet, lined up for a trim before the government's Monday morning press conference.
But look, I just want everyone to go out and have fun because you've earned it. And, you know, have a beer, go out and have a meal, enjoy yourselves, go to the movies. I mean, take some time out, enjoy yourself. It's been a rough road for our state. So enjoy yourself, but do it safely. Look after people, and if we do that, we'll get through it.
Mr. Perrottet called for patience as the state emerges from lockdown amid concerns customer-facing staff could be at risk of abuse from unvaccinated people.
Case numbers will increase. Hospitalisation rates will increase because mobility is increasing as we open up. But we can't stay closed. We can't stay closed. We need to learn to live alongside the virus. I know everyone's been saying it, but today, New South Wales is the first state to be doing just that.
He also warned that the state needs to keep up the momentum in its vaccination rollout and that some restrictions do apply, particularly to those who are not yet fully vaccinated. New South Wales Health recorded 496 new COVID-19 cases and 8 deaths. After 106 days of lockdown, almost 63,000 COVID-19 cases and 431 deaths. Strict stay-at-home orders were lifted across the state. When Greater Sydney entered lockdown on the 26th of June, 392,527 people across the state had received their second dose of a vaccine. 3.5 months later, almost 5 million state residents are fully vaccinated. More than 400,000 COVID-19 vaccines were administered nationally over the weekend, the single largest weekend figure since the rollout began in February. Here's Prime Minister Scott Morrison's acknowledgement.
Today is a day so many have been looking forward to. A day when the things we take for granted we'll celebrate. I want to thank Australians for the incredible job that they've done getting vaccinated. To all those particularly in Sydney and across New South Wales today who are opening up today, enjoy the moment, enjoy it with your family, enjoy it with your friends.
Monday also marked the end of 14 days of quarantine for Mr. Morrison at the lodge in Canberra after he returned from the United States last month. Mr. Morrison says he expects the Australian economy to bounce back strongly as restrictions ease across the nation. Lockdowns in New South Wales and Victoria alone cost the national economy around $2 billion per week. After taking 10 seconds to down a beer at a Sydney pub, Labor leader Anthony Albanese urged residents not to let their guard down.
The job is not done yet. People need to still follow the guidelines which are there. People need to cooperate and pay respect to the small businesses who do have to do their checks. They have to check that people are vaccinated. They have to keep up with the QR codes. We can't afford to be complacent and to slip back further, because we know the consequences. Because on a number of occasions, we've thought that we were through this, and the truth is that we weren't.
Authorities in Victoria have warned that the state could soon see up to or around 2,000 COVID-19 cases per day, as the current outbreak has not yet peaked. Victoria's Department of Health recorded 1,612 new cases and 8 deaths as trials of the state's vaccine passport system begin. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says there is enough supply to open up all vaccines to all ages that are eligible.
This change, which is now in effect, has been made possible by the relative certainty that we now have for both Moderna and Pfizer, and the extraordinary number of young people who have come forward over the past 3.5 weeks. In fact, Victoria is well on the way to becoming one of the world's most vaccinated jurisdictions.
The Australian Capital Territory's health team recorded 32 new coronavirus cases as the territory nears the end of lockdown. And the federal government is being urged to commit further action to fight COVID-19 in poor countries. A new report has been released called A Shot of Hope, Australia's Role in Vaccinating the World by the End COVID for All campaign. Spokesman Reverend Tim Costello says Australia needs to do more to help its immediate neighbours, the wider region, and contribute to the global COVAX program.
If action is not taken now, it will take less than a year before the virus mutates and render the vaccines we've had ineffective. We're really just pointing out the obvious, that great with the national plan in Australia, but when PNG has less than 1% vaccinated, that's even one jab, and is only 4 kilometres across the water from Australian islands and Australian territory, our back door is open. It will be a false dawn for us saying we're safe and opening up if we don't seriously step up with resources and help for the world's poor. I'm old enough to remember the fight against HIV/AIDS and how it was Africa left behind. That virus wasn't as transmissible, wasn't airborne, HIV/AIDS. This COVID virus is.
The report's key recommendations include a commitment to the global COVAX facility of $250 million, a commitment to share 20 million vaccines through the COVAX facility, $50 million to address vaccine hesitancy, and investment in Australia to become a vaccine factory for the region. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.